So sorry about that scratching, but that's my fingernail scratching against the grill of the small lapel microphone that's connected to a transmitter pack in my pocket, and it's all part of the Sennheiser EW100 wireless microphone system. So connected to the iPhone is the receiver pack, and something to keep in mind when you use this system, or in fact, I think any powered microphones that you might use with the iPhone, you need to plug the cable in to the iPhone, so insert the 3.5mm 4-pin jack into the headphone socket of the iPhone, and only then switch on the power for either your microphone or, like I'm using, the receiver pack of the EW100 system. Otherwise, it might not be recognized by the iPhone. There's a similar issue with Nokias, with using external microphones. So I think once you've got that worked out and remember it, then you'll have a good chance of getting your recordings going well from pressing record. These cables are pretty good. Something that Jesse from Your Custom Cable is working on, he's the guy who's manufactured this bespoke cable for me, he's working on an option where we can have a stereo jack that comes out and you can plug in your headphones. So you'll be able to actually monitor your recording throughout the whole process, because at the moment I can only judge from watching the levels on the face of the iPhone, and it would be really good to have a system to be able to listen to the audio as you're going along. I suppose one option that could work with this EW100 system is to have a splitter connected on the output, so one channel going across to the iPhone, the other one into or being used for headphones. So something to consider, but yep, with the Sennheiser EW100 wireless microphone system and the iPhone 3GS, I think it's a pretty good test so far.